When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw quick. Carries a one-time rollover, can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, 49ers fans? We have just lost a game, sadly. The 49ers fall short. That's all we can say. It's a terribly called game in the second half. We're going to break that down. The 49ers lose. Was it a meaningless game? We'll talk about that. But with me, as always, is Clayton, the man after the game. He's going to be running the chat. Clayton, how we doing, man?
You know, I was doing great. It's beautiful outside. It's snowing. It's just a magical day. My Juventus, my soccer team, we won in exhilarating fashion. The team came up clutch at the end of the game. And here we are, John. It was just unfortunate to see a team that came out looking pretty good considering the personnel that
great
we had.
Great early. Yeah.
Yeah. And then come out of the locker room and it's a completely different story. It almost looked like they forgot that they were in the game and they were playing a game.
Yeah, like you come out and you're dominant. You're up 20-7 at half, and you came out in just two completely different teams. The second half was trash offensively. I think we maybe had, let me just refresh and make sure that I'm correct here. You go into the half and you had 240 plus yards. You finished the game with right at 300. So you had 60 total yards in the second half. You give Jordan Mason, who looked incredible, one carry in the entire second half. And again, like, understand that this whole show, let me just tell you guys this now, not that big of a deal. 49ers still the one seed. You got out relatively healthy. We'll talk about Cleveland Farrell and what that looks like and all that. But the questions that have always arrived, like, came about during 49ers losses, they're amplified. And Clinton, can you turn your headphones down, man? I can hear the echo coming through just a little bit.
Goodness.
If you can turn the volume down just on your computer just a little bit, that'd be huge. But, you know, I'll say this, like, Shanahan abandoned the run completely in the second half. You're up, you know, even into the fourth quarter, you're up 7 points, abandoned the run completely. Down 1 point with, you know, I think 4.5 minutes left to go, abandoned the run completely. Let's just rely on Sam Darnold and a makeshift offensive line and guys dropping passes that are wide open. Sure, that'll work. Like, the fact that Shanahan, even in games like this that don't matter, still regresses to pass happy. It just reminds me of somebody that's like an addict. He can't help himself. Jordan Mason's looking incredible. One carry in the entire second half. And he just panics, pass. And what did that get you? Three and outs, turnovers. It's so damn frustrating. You know, that's my number one thing. That's number one. Number two, we got to talk about the kicker situation. And Clayton, I'm going to let you do all the comments because I'm scrolling over here on the craziness. Jake Moody, terrible. He was awful. You know, and you could say, well, he only missed two kicks. Well, it was under 40-yard field goal, super close. Then he misses the extra point. You lost by 1 point. You lost by 1 point. And the loss matters to me. It matters to me because you were the only team in the NFL with an undefeated divisional record. That's gone now. You had 10 consecutive wins against the Rams in the regular season. That's gone now. Now the Rams got more momentum. So everybody that was scared of the Rams beforehand, yeah, not that I'm scared of them. I'm not at all. But now they've got way more juice. And so this game, the first half could not have gone better. The second half could not have gone worse. Randy Gregory and Javon Kinlaw, you could tell they didn't want to be out there. Little effort as possible over and over and over again. Samuel Womack, one of my favorite players ever, and I'm so upset he hasn't got to play more. You saw why. You saw Steve Wilks just getting pissed off at Samuel Womack just not making plays, whether tackling, missed tackles, giving up way too much cushion, not aggressive. And so we saw why some of these players haven't been playing. D-winners. Dude came in the fourth quarter finally, gives up a huge touchdown to Carson Wentz up the middle. There's a lot of question marks and reasons why these back-end roster players haven't been playing. We got the answers for why. Yeah, they could not answer it.
Absolutely, John. I got a super chat here. It's from Roberto. My man. How you doing, my friend? He says the only thing that matters is we came out of that game with no major injuries. At the end of the day, that's true in some respects. It's just a shame to end a season that sure has had ups and downs, but has been far more about look at who this team is becoming. Look at how they're putting together games and they're finishing games. And it just didn't, it wasn't the end of the regular season that I think people wanted.
No, obviously. It was not at all. And the injury that took place, and, you know, I got to say Fox television show. It was awful. It was terrible. It was just terrible. Like, they didn't even cover a starting player getting carted off the field. Didn't mention it. Didn't talk about it the whole time. Cleveland Farrell leaves in the first quarter, carted to the locker room. And if you're just watching the broadcast feed, you have no damn clue. They had no clue about it whatsoever. It was just like, what the hell are they doing? Like, they 100% just farmed, like, phoned in the game, which was frustrating. But we'll have to see what happens to Cleveland Farrell. That's my number one concern as far as the injuries go. It was a knee issue. He was able to limp off the sideline, but then was carted in relatively quick. We'll have to see. Now, what does Cleveland Farrell mean to this team? It means a lot because he's the guy that is the stable against the outside run. He's an all-out effort guy, and he's our best screen defender. One of the 49ers' biggest weaknesses is defending the screen. Cleveland Farrell going to be out for a long length of time or the rest of the postseason. Well, you know, you put Chase Young into the starting lineup now. The good news is I did feel – the rookie, Robert Beal Jr., played well today. He would be elevated to that next spot. So you'd have Randy Gregory would get more snaps. That scares me big time. He's just too undisciplined. Then you'd have Robert Beal. Perhaps you could sign somebody, but you bring back Drake Jackson. I don't think anybody wants that. So not good. Yeah, you got out relatively, you know, healthy, and it was terrifying. You know, you saw Trent Williams get rolled up one play. Yeah, Debo out there, Ayuk out there, all these guys out there. It is scary. And you look across the NFL, look at the Eagles. You know, A.J. Brown, he's out, knee injury. That could be catastrophic. You look at the Lions, they lost their stud tight end to a knee injury. Jalen Hurts, like, breaks his finger. They pull him in the first half. Like, the NFL is all – injuries are going to always happen. We'll see how the Niners got out. Maybe there's some more bumps and bruises we don't know about yet. But, yeah, Cleveland Farrell is very important. These next 2 weeks, paramount for the 49ers. I'll turn it back over to you in the chat, Clay.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has been another kind of theme that I've been seeing in the chat. And it's G Bassman here. He's got a couple comments. I want to string them all together before we kind of go into that a little further. He says, to start here, we've gotten outcoached way too much this year. And then he also wrote, I can't wait to hear your excuses, John, for the Steve Wilks masterclass today. He writes, it's the same awful defense on third and fourth down, no matter who's on the field. Do you have a response to that, John?
Yeah, man. A lot of animosity there, buddy. Glad you're here, but you don't have to be. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, let's look at the stats. Let's look at what it was. The 49ers have not been good on third and fourth downs all year. And so if you're one of those, like, I guess, like we just saw, like, you're a Steve Wilks hater, like the comment we just had, and that's okay. Like, you don't have to like Steve Wilks. We have not been good on third or fourth down all year. We're the 22nd team on third down out of 32 teams. We're the 11th on fourth down. Now, we did have a lot of backups in, but so did they. But if you look at, like, the yards, like, it's not like they had 258 yards. Like, that's incredible. We had more yards than they did, but you are correct. We were terrible on third downs. Penalties, blown coverages. Samuel Womack just was terrified to play close to anybody. And the amount of missed tackles, I think I counted three consecutive missed tackles on third down from Agent Zero, who's one of my favorite players, was just, it was so bad. But yeah, up the middle, you know, not good. Javon Kinlaw was terrible today. It was rough. It was rough. Definitely not a good performance whatsoever. Shout out to Taylor Hawkins, who got his first game ever. Goes out there and gets a pick off of a deflected ball. That was incredible. Did give up a touchdown in contested coverage late. But again, that was against Samuel Womack, who was a free edge rusher and walked up to Carson Wentz and never even put his hands in the air to try to make it a difficult pass. Like, yeah, I mean, you could say, and you, Steve Wilks was pissed on the sideline. You saw him upset and screaming at Randy Gregory because Randy Gregory's just watching people run around on fourth down. Like, there are some issues, and, you know, some players definitely had a chip on their shoulder and were pissed off that they were playing so much. And I could see Steve Wilks being like, screw you. You're going to play the whole damn fourth quarter, Javon Kinlaw. You're going to play the whole damn fourth quarter, Randy Gregory. You're going to play it all. And I'm not going to put backups in there. Like, I don't know who you think you are, but you don't get to tell me what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And, you know, this has kind of been Randy Gregory's MO everywhere he's been. Me, undisciplined. And that's exactly what we got today. He did make one good play. But yeah, there's some issues, and, you know, we're going to go through every single offense, defense, special teams play as we always do. We're going to be breaking that down, and then we're going to have a Patreon hangout for all of our Zoom hangout for all our Patreon members in the 49ersrush.com after the wild card week. So we just got to kind of wait and see with what those, you know, matchups are going to be. But I'd like to, Clayton, if you don't mind, I want to pull up and just kind of talk about what the matchups that we know and what that kind of looks like are. So let me pull this down real quick. Here we go. So right here we have Adam Schefter, the NFC playoff picture. So now we know. And you've got your 1-7, and these are our wild card matchups. So Packers at Cowboys. Then we've got Rams at Lions, which, you know, the Matt Stafford, Jared Goff Bowl. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then you've got Eagles at Bucks. And, man, the first thing that I got to say, Clayton, how do you pick a winner out of any of these three games is going to be difficult as hell, because the Packers are playing good football right now. Cowboys offense for sure. Rams and Lions, who knows? Like, that game could go either way. Eagles were blown out 24-0 in the first half to the Giants. Now you got to play the Bucks. Just a trip, man.
It's going to be fun to watch. I'm glad that we don't have to stress out about our potential wild card matchup. And that is a testament to who this team has been throughout the entirety of the season. And I want to just touch on that real quick. I think people... You know, our obviously recency bias is always going to prevail, always. Especially in the content aggregation, the YouTube space, right? We're focusing on the now. We're focusing on what just happened. But overall, we're in this position for a reason, and it's because the team has played well throughout the entire season. I think when they do get back into action in a couple weeks, we will hopefully, and knock on wood, we will.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll see that team again, and we'll do what we do.
Right. And, like, again, you got to – the 49ers are the best team in the NFC. Now, if you won today, you would have been tied for the best record in the NFL, which would have paid us on one of our preseason bets, so I was a little upset about that. And you lost 2 games because of a kicker. You know, yeah. Jake Moody misses – you know, you lost the Cleveland game because of him and other reasons, but everybody did enough to win the game. Jake Moody misses the field goal as time expires. That's on him. Then this game – yeah, they were in the first half, but you miss a field goal and an extra point. You make one of those, then you've got the Rams going for 2 to tie it. So should you go get Robbie Gould? No, I'm not into that camp. You got to move forward. It's just kind of what it is. I mean, he's a good kicker. You look at his overall numbers for the year. He's an above average kicker. He's got the leg and the length, which is important. That's why the Niners got him, and he's cheap because he's a rookie. Now, does that mean he doesn't get the yips? Yeah, he sure as hell does. But if I'm the coach, you signed up for this when you spent a 3rd-round pick on a kicker, which was stupid as hell. That was just a terrible decision when you did it. It's a terrible decision. Now, look at this. This was the pick on our live draft coverage whenever the 49ers drafted in the 3rd round Jake Moody. That's me, and shout out to the man, Brian Carter, 99. Like, that was our face that a listener snapshotted when they made the pick. I hated it then, I hate it now. But you're in the boat that you built. You don't change now. Like, I don't think that look at that Freudian slip there. I don't think that Jake Moody has done enough to be warranted to be pulled. I don't think that he has. And maybe this was the learning moment and whatever else, and you've got him in practice. These weren't even pressure kicks today. No. The issue was, well, Jake Moody's never made a pressure kick in the NFL. That is 100% factual. He never has. These kicks weren't pressure kicks, though. You know, he broke the record for all-time, you know, consecutive makes and extra points for any kicker in the NFL. Without missing one. Well, that record ended today, but he is the record holder of that. So I feel fine with it. I don't like it, but once you spent that damn pick on him, and with the season that he's put out there, it is not time to pull away from Jake Moody, in my opinion. You know, we'll see if the Niners bring in some kickers or whatever else, but Jake Moody's going to be your kicker for a long time. And I don't think bringing in, you know, another kicker is going to help with that, or, you know, I just don't see it personally.
Yeah, I agree, John. It's, you made your bed, you got to lay in it. And, you know, it was a shame that we didn't get to see that pressure situation at the end of the game. I mean, geez, they had 2 drives there at the end of the game where it was just dropped passes. And thank goodness that hasn't been a prevailing theme this year, but it was certainly a prevailing theme in this game.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I do want to go back just real quick, kind of where Jake Moody is. I'm looking up all the different stuff for kickers. Right, he missed three kicks this year. If you want to count the extra point, yeah, okay, cool. That's four, but like, that's nothing. Like, that's nothing to scoff at. What's the Cowboys kicker who's like the best kicker in the NFL this year? He missed one, right? And the Rams kicker who's, you know, been fired and all that stuff, he's missed one. Jake Moody has an 87.5% accuracy on field goals this year. Where is that? That's 15th in the NFL, slightly above average or right at average. Like, what do you want me to say? Is he great? No. Is he a top five kicker? No. Is he an average kicker in the NFL with a crazy leg? Yes. What are you going to replace him with? Yeah, it's not. And if you're going to say Robbie Gould, he's already retired. He would want $3 to $4 million just to come kick in the playoffs. And two, he has told everybody and his mother that he doesn't want to be here. And you could never kick a field goal more than 45 yards. Can't do it. So that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to stick with Gould. Yeah. Dang, I did it again. I did it again. That is awesome.
Oh, that is too funny. But yeah, you're absolutely right, John. At this point in the year, I mean, the Rams brought in Brett Maher, the Cowboys kicker from last right. year, who famously, you know, was just missing kicks left and right. They needed him because they had up to that point, I believe, missed 15 or 16 kicks throughout the entire season. So to have a kicker who's missed four kicks, obviously, you don't want the kicker to miss any kicks, obviously, but it's going to happen. Human beings are human beings at the end
it
of
happens,
the day.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hey, is it possible the Niners lose a game because of a kick? Yes.
Yeah.
Is bringing Robbie Gould and wasting a roster spot and all those things going to help that? No, that's why it doesn't. So you spend these 2 weeks and you just keep moving forward with this. You're not bringing in a kicker. The kickers that are out there are not good. Like, look across the NFL. If you just watch the Niners, I get the attitude of, well, there's a guy that's never missed a kick ever out there. But watch the rest of the NFL. Kicks happen. The thing with Jake Moody is he just gets in his head. That's what it is. So let's get to a couple other topics. Let's see where the listeners want to go with this. Yeah. And we'll keep updating as more information comes in for sure from, you know, Schefter and all the different things talking about injuries. I'm over here hitting refresh nonstop.
I got Uncle Salty right here, and he's got a point that I've seen a couple times in the chat, and I thought it'd be interesting to touch on this. He said he felt like Darnold looked serviceable with the first team O-line and, you know, our starting wide receivers out there. I would be inclined to agree with him. I think the wheels really fell off when it was time to, you know, put everybody to the sideline who, you know, is going to be starting in our divisional round playoff game. What do you think, John?
I thought he looked great early. Started 6 for 6, was dealing with the first team out there and with the weapons out there. Once you made a couple substitutions, Darnold just went to trash. And how many of those plays could have been just god-awful turnovers? Sam Darnold is exactly what we thought he was. Shout out to Danny Green. Like, he was not good. You look at the collective thing, he could keep things going for just a little bit, but as soon as he gets off his first read, trouble comes. Now, let's be honest, there were two amazing plays that he had in the fourth quarter. One deep to Ray McCloud, which I'm so thankful he's back. Ray McCloud dropped it. One deep to Chris Conley. And I like Chris Conley. He dropped it. Either one of those would have put the 49ers at midfield needing one or two more first downs than a field goal to win the game. So, but then you also got to look at the terrible fumble to end the game. Like, some people just have no clutch whatsoever in them. And he's one of those. You know, shout out to my Longhorns. Like, Quinn Ewers, you watch them, you're in the freaking, you score a touchdown, you go to the national championship final, and Quinn Ewers throws the ball out of bounds three out of four throws. Like, some people just aren't made for the moment. That's just who Sam Darnold is. He was drafted 3rd overall, could not live up to the hype anywhere he went, but he is a serviceable backup. Now, this is the last year for Sam Darnold. He's on a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. Sam Darnold's not coming back to the 49ers next year. It's not going to happen. But this was to determine at what he's going to make next year. He didn't do himself any favors. Like, he might compete for a job. That's the best case after seeing this, because that second half, you go out there and get 30 or 40 total yards on five possessions. You had more three and outs in turnovers than you had first downs. Like, that's what we saw. And you say, well, he's playing with the backups. Well, he's playing against backups. Like, you've got to do something, and he didn't do something. So I feel more confident about him coming in and managing a couple series. But if the 49ers need Sam Darnold to start a game, yeah, I don't feel confident at all about that. Sam Darnold. He hasn't changed anybody's opinion about anything. And I'll ask the people, you know, in the chat, do you guys feel more confident, less confident, or the exact same level whenever you see Sam Darnold come in? Nothing changed for me personally.
No, it didn't change for me either. And I'm seeing a lot of people in here who are agreeing with that sentiment.
Carson Wentz was better than he was.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting too, John, that they had Carson Wentz running all over the defense. It's kind of like seeing the ghost of Christmas past, reminding me of you know, 49ers defenses in the past who could just not stop quarterbacks taking off the football. And it almost felt like...
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I don't even know where to really go with that, because I don't think... I think it was just maybe a product of a lot of backups in there in the second half. But
Say this. Kyle Shanahan, I just tweeted this out. Kyle Shanahan gave Sam Darnold more carries than Jordan Mason. What the hell? What did Jordan Mason do? And people are saying, like, oh, he's terrible in pass pro. Did you see Elijah Mitchell? He high-fived a guy on his way to a free release to the quarterback. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't understand this point. And I know the Shanahan loyalty program goes deep. This is crazy. Now, I know, and I love Kyle Shanahan. I love Kyle Shanahan. The 49ers are fine. I know I'm acting like the sky is falling. That's not it at all. I'm just beyond pissed off at what I saw in the second half. And it was coaching. We got out-coached every single level. Offense, defense, special teams, out-coached against a division opponent that you're going to probably see in the playoffs. And I hope we do see him again. But, man, and the game doesn't matter. And you can shrug your shoulders and you say, yeah, we're the one seed. Who cares? Bullshit. I care. Why? Because this is my team, and I'm representing this, and these are the players that have worked hard. And Shanahan did not do enough. Steve Wilks did not do enough. Schneider, our special teams coordinator, has never done enough to put us in a position to have that advantage in this game. The first half we did, and then they just kind of like shrugged their shoulders. And you could say, like, oh, well, they were just trying to get backup snaps. They were not. Jalen Graham didn't see the field. He didn't even get into the damn game. Like, it's not like you had backups in, but it's not like you were developing rookie talent and whatever else. It wasn't that at all. Like, Javon Kinlaw was out there the last snap of the game. That dude's starting for you the past month. And so, like, it's just weird to me. It was just, are we trying to win? Because I think we were. We were challenging plays. We were calling timeouts. We were getting pissed off on the sidelines. So it seemed like it cared. And I know a lot of fans are just going to be like, oh, well, it's whatever. Move it on. But it's just like, man, there are recurring themes here. And I know we're in first place. And I predicted us to finish 12-5 before the season. I wanted to be wrong. But, man, you got out-coached bad today. If I'm in that 49ers locker room, I'm not feeling good. I don't give a damn who you are. I would not feel good about today.
No, I think you said it well, John. And let's see here. Look at Sean Ferris here. What's up, Sean? He said your inner coach. It's coming up. And yeah, I would not want to be in your locker room right now, John Chapman. I'm just going to say that right now, because they're not having fun in there.
I would be.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'd be pissed off. But like, if you're Shanahan, how are you pissed off at everybody else? And so Shanahan is taking a lot more responsibility, and he's been a lot less the cocky kind of whatever that he's been kind of labeled as. But man, like, part of me would want to go off on these guys, but you can't do that if you're Shanahan. Shanahan's number one on this. Like, it was a terrible game. Like, and how many? We had 23 rush attempts in the first half. 23. You only had 6 more rush attempts the entire second half. Like, Shanahan just can't run the damn ball if it's a close game. He just can't do it. He cannot do it. And it's not like you weren't doing well. You averaged 4.3 yards per rush. 4.3. Like, you were having success no matter who ran the ball. Elijah Mitchell was the worst, 3.7. Jordan Mason averaged 6 yards a damn carry. 6. And you gave him the ball one time in the second half. And like, okay, help me understand. Why is it important to get Elijah Mitchell 14 carries and Jordan Mason 6? Like, maybe he's just trying to get Elijah Mitchell ready for a big workload, but it's not like he was good in it. He wasn't good in it. He wasn't good in pass pro. He wasn't good running the ball. He had a couple decent runs. There's no doubt about it. But, like, I don't know. He did catch both of his targets. He had 2 catches on 2 targets for 15 yards. Jordan Mason had 1 catch on 1 target for 12 yards. I don't know, man. I don't know what Shanahan sees. I don't understand it at all.
No, I think it really just comes down to the loyalty program at the end of the day. It's Mitchell was, you know, he was originally touted as that next great, you know, kind of 49ers gem running back that they kind of uncovered, you know, deep in the draft. Or was he undrafted? I can't even remember these
things. He was 6th round pick, but he was after they traded up for Trey Sermon. So a lot of people kind of discount it. And I love Elijah Mitchell. It's just like, come on, man. One of these things is not like the other. Literally twice the average running the ball. One average 3 yards per carry. One averages 6. One average 12 yards a catch. One guy averages 15. One guy can't pass block. And, you know, I get it. Jordan Mason gets labeled as the guy that can't pass block. He's pass blocked 1 snap this entire year. It was bad. Yeah. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't near as bad as what we saw today.
No, it was not. I got Flynn here. He wants to know how Luter was today. I saw him out there a little bit. He gave up the touchdown. Did you see anything you liked?
Yeah, he's physical, man. Luter is very physical, very patient. He plays like a savvy vet, which I like. He doesn't panic. I'll have to wait till the All-22 comes out and we go through that together because, you know, as soon as you have a second and a half that the corner is in frame, because of the broadcast view. And so, like, you can't really see. So you can't see the safeties. You can't really see what he did. But you don't ever see him really out of position. I think that he would be the first off the, you know, if you look at the corners we have now, especially that Verrett's out, like, you saw what would happen. You've got Ambry Thomas, Demo, Charvarius Ward. Those are your 3 guys. If you have an issue in the slot, then you bring in Isaiah Oliver, who, awesome open field tackler today. That's what he's been the whole part of his career. Not the best cover guy, but he can tackle in the open field really well. But if it's an outside injury, then I think you would be bringing in Darryl Luter Jr. So that's kind of your 5 deep, and you don't mind that. That's solid. That's good depth. I don't mind if Isaiah Oliver comes in, not what I want. And I don't mind if Darryl Luter Jr. comes in, not what I want either. But, like, you have those options. So the 49ers have established some depth. That's kind of a Steve Wilks thing, you know. But we'll see. I wouldn't feel confident with those guys in, but you can play some ball.
Yeah, and let's touch on the rest of the secondary as well, John, as we're getting kind of deep in the cupboard right now. Taylor Hawkins comes in, has by and large a pretty incredible game for, you know, coming in your first regular season game. How'd you feel about Logan Ryan?
Logan Ryan was everywhere. He was playing with some, you know, sauce to him, which I really, really liked. He was out there celebrating. He was aggressive. We haven't seen him play that role. But usually Logan Ryan is the back safety, and then we have Jair Brown or Eric Harris or whoever else is playing be the aggressive in the box safety. But with Taylor Hawkins out there in his first game, they said, we're going to move Hawk to the back, and we're going to move Logan Ryan to the in-box safety guy. I thought he looked really good. And I'm going to be honest with you, the 49ers are going to have a decision to make, because when Jair Brown comes back, do you just give it to the rook? I know he's the long-term option, but, man, there's somebody in that coaching room, I don't know who it is, that's going to sit there and say, you know, in that personnel meeting, they're going to say, coaches, nobody's talking about it. We're going to give up fewer big plays if Logan Ryan's playing than if this rookie Jair Brown is. So do we want the big splash plays? Because if we do, Jair Brown's the guy. But that splash plays for both teams. So those conversations will be had. I think Jair Brown will be back and will start. But there's going to be a couple raised voices, arguments in that coaching office. I don't know who's picking who, but I'm telling you right now, Logan Ryan's, he's played well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things you can take even from, you know, the disappointment that was this game. There were a lot of players that, I mean, geez, like I saw this a couple times in the comments. People calling the Niners really top heavy. And I'm interested to know what you think about that, because I feel as if it was maybe their views were a little jaded, especially just with the collapse in the second half. I thought most of the backups who came in the first half and kind of played with that blended, you know, starter, maybe some second stringers in there, they looked good, and that's more of a realistic look than basically what amounted to a preseason game as it got deeper into the game.
Yeah, I'd say the ones and twos, we were fine. We had the advantage. It's just Sam Darnold kind of fell apart, and Shanahan didn't call a game to help his quarterback at all. Whereas McVay called a perfect game for Carson Wentz. And so, you know, I'm not saying I want McVay over Shanahan, not at all. I don't. No. But I'm telling you right now, first half, all Shanahan, all 49ers. Second half, all McVay, all Rams. So if you're saying we're top heavy, I don't think so. I don't think that's a fair assessment of the rest of the NFL. The ones and twos we had. And I want to break in. Matt Barrows just put this out. He says, just spoke to Cleveland Farrell. He said he left the game largely as a precaution. Best news ever. He said that he's optimistic about playing in 2 weeks. He's walking around without a limp in the 49ers locker room. That is the best possible news we could get today. Besides Jordan Mason getting more carries, I think that this is the number one thing. So that's wonderful. That's huge. So 2 full weeks, who knows, maybe more. You know, usually the 49ers are the one seed. Last year, both one seeds played the Saturday divisional game. And if that's the case, then we've got, you know, 13 days from, you know, today, and we're going to be out there tailgating. Today is the last day for early bird ticket prices to our 49ers Rush Road Trip tailgate, premium everything. It's going to be one of our biggest tailgates we've ever thrown at Levi's. So if you want tickets on the cheap, right now is the time. Today is the last day. Tomorrow it's going to bump up. And I mean premium everything, fully catered, full bar, full prizes. We're going to have TVs out in the parking lot. Now we're going to leave the TVs up. So if you can't afford tickets to the game, I get they're very, very pricey. You can hang out in the parking lot. We have to downscale it. We can't leave everything up, all the tents and all that stuff, because the Niners don't want that. But we can leave, you know, the TVs running, a couple beers out, things like that. We're going to have some of our teammates there running that. I'm going into the game. But yeah, if you want to join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Last day. Today is the last day for early bird prices. Prices are going up tomorrow.
And I'll say this, John. All of the 49ers Rush events that I've been to have been just absolutely life-changing. You meet so many people that you would never, you know, you would never meet otherwise. And it's just so, it's so special, the community that you have built, John, and everybody coming together, supporting the red and gold. It's awesome. And if you've never been out, there's no better time than the playoffs.
It's going to be epic, man. I'm really pumped about it. And yeah, you know, it's all about just creating the atmosphere for a community and healthy thing. Kids are free to every event we ever do, 17 and under. And if money's an issue, reach out. Don't allow that to be a hindrance. Just reach out, email me, come work the event. You can help us set up and tear down and, you know, things like that. We'll find a way. We don't do things for the money. Yeah, we got to pay for these events, which do cost a lot of money, because we don't do cheap anything. We're premium only, baby. So we got a full freaking bar with nothing but premium drinks. We don't do well drinks or any of that stuff. IPA, seltzers, whatever you want, we got on the lockdown. So come check it out. Now let's get to some more of these questions, Clayton.
Let's do it. I got Sean here again. He said he didn't really like Wilkes, but results, the secondary is the best we've had under Kyle. The defense is still great. He's got some critiques, but he's not going to let a weird preseason style game, and I would echo that, change my mind about what we've got on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, Wilkes, the adjustments that have been made in the second half for all these games has been incredible. I think this might be, I don't know, let me look at the score. This is the most points we've allowed in the second half. And so I believe all year, the 49ers lead the NFL in points allowed in the fourth quarter with, I think, 3.4 points in the fourth quarter. We gave up 8. So, you know, that's huge. And, yeah, I'm not trying to discount that. I'm not trying to throw this away. That matters in the evaluation. I don't know. But would you take the 17 games we've had or the 16 games we've had or this game? Which one means the most? I think this damn game. I'm pissed about it. I'm still upset. I'm going to be upset for a while, but I wasn't going to drink tonight. That was the plan. That might be changing. That might be changing.
Oh, man. That is just dang.
Look what you make me do, 49ers.
Come on, Kyle. Come on. He didn't need those tequila shots later.
I'm just saying. They're coming, man. They're coming.
Oh, boy. I've got Drock here. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. He said, do you think it's possible that Kyle didn't run the ball as much in order to put Sam in situations that he wanted to see him in? I don't see it personally.
If that was the case, you would have ran those plays earlier. There was a point where we had, I think it was 19 rush attempts on 27 plays. So you were running the ball 2-1 to start the game, and it worked. You scored on all three possessions. Actually, no, you had the missed field goal. But like it was working just fine. And then you abandoned that. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that some people might think that, but why wouldn't you do that earlier? I mean, Kyle was the whole game plan in the first half was make this game as quick as possible. That was the fastest first quarter in the history of the NFL. I don't know if that's legit, but it sure as hell felt like it. It was quick. First half was quick. Then we get in the second half. They start calling timeouts. They start challenging plays. They start throwing the ball like crazy. And it's like these two guys, Shanahan versus McVay, they can't help each other. They got to go at it. And Shanahan was found wanting. Now, I know Shanahan has dominated, absolutely dominated McVay, but we're talking coaching. You got to give it up to McVay this game. He wanted it. He went for it. He kept running the ball with his quarterback. We did not. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, John. I got Sin here. Shout out to you, Sin. You're the best there is. She said that's enough to make her drink, and she quit.
You're the best, awesome. Sin. Thank you.
Loves that. I got Mosquito Killer here. What's going on, my man? Good to see you. Look, he's done well this year. He's all in on Moody. Let's let him
John's
develop.
The best, man. Yeah, I mean, you can't change it right now. Like, nope. Like you can say, like, okay, well, let's change it. What are you going to do? Are you going to cut this dude? Are you going to put Moody on IR and then just, you know, sign another kicker that's off your salary cap? You know, all the people that are talking about Chase Young and Brandon Ayuk in the future, you need every penny you can get. And then that roster spot, that's another thing. You're going to cut a corner? You're going to carry two kickers? Like, I understand how easy it is to say get somebody else in here. The practice of it do not comply. They don't compute, right? Does not compute. Like, it just doesn't work. And I'm not a smart man, but I do know what the 53 man is, right? That's my Forrest Gump, Jenny. Anybody? No, nobody got it. Nobody got the Forrest Gump reference. All right. Anyway, let's get to the next one, Clayton. Let's keep them going.
Let's do it. I got Bobo here with the super chat. He says, I'm sure everything's fine. I'm just so irritated that we lost the Rams. Same old, sorry-ass Rams. It's terrible. There were so many opportunities to kill their confidence going into the playoffs. And now they're going to go in there feeling like they're on top of the world, John.
Yep. Yeah, breaking records, you know, with their rookie wide receiver, which he's awesome. Props to them. And, you know, yeah, it's frustrating. The good news is, like, again, and we look at, you know, the NFL matchups and all that stuff. I don't know. It would take, here's how the 49ers will play the Rams again. Okay. Very simple. The Cowboys beat the Packers. The Rams beat the Lions. If those two things happen, because the 49ers will play the lowest seed, the lowest possible seed, 7. That's the Packers. If the Packers lose and the Rams win, we play them again, right back in Levi's. And I am totally cool with that. That does not bother me. That does not scare me. Is it the team that I would choose to play first? No, but that's what it is. I'd rather play the Eagles if I could play any team. I play the Eagles. You crushed them. You ripped out their freaking soul, and they've sucked since. They were 10-1, and now they're fighting for wild card spots, and they're just terrible. I want to play the Eagles. That's who I want to play. But, You know, the response, look, the idea is this. Once you get to the divisional round of the playoffs, you're only playing good teams. Good teams make it that far. And so whoever you play is going to be good, but you shouldn't care. You're the 49ers. And we're not going to have 14 out there. We're not going to have backups and all that stuff. We're not. We're going to have our guys out there. And that is what's key. That's huge.
Yeah, no doubt about that, John. Let's see. I've seen this quite a bit today. I got Gino right here. Gino said the NFL, they got exactly what they wanted. They got Stafford back in Detroit. And I mean, I don't want to go that far. We had plenty of chances to shut him down. We had plenty of chances to go kick, literally just get one more point. But yeah, I mean, they're probably doing victory laps right now at the headquarters, the league. I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the fun one. It's probably going to be, I don't know if it's going to be the Monday night game. I keep refreshing because they'll release the schedule for wild card weekend within the next probably hour and a half. And so we'll kind of see what that looks like. But, you know, there's Saturday games, Sunday games, and one Monday night football game. Now, I hope this because I want the Rams to play the Monday night football game because that would give them one less day, you know, going in to play the next round. So the 49ers are going to get extra rest no matter who they play. But I will say this. If the Rams are the Monday night football game, they would not be the Saturday game. I don't think the NFL would do that to a team. A super short turnaround. If you're playing Monday night, they'll reward you and probably put you on Sunday. So we'll kind of see how that looks as it comes out. But I'd be fine playing them again in 2 weeks. Bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. I don't care who they see through the NFC. I just want to see good football, and obviously I want to see the Niners win. I got Mike Frost here. Thank you for the super chat, my friend. It's too bad Darnold turned into Darnold.
Sure
Cinderella,
did, man.
Cinderella just ran out of time at the ball. It's too bad. It really just is.
Saying. See, Clayton's saying he turned into a pumpkin because he has red auburn hair. I'm not saying
that.
But Clayton is saying that. And so, yeah, the clock struck 12, and Ginger Darnold, man, he turned into the pumpkin, and that's what it is. I love him. And I like Darnold. I really do. But it's just like I like him as a backup quarterback. And I know Kyle's going to sit there and say, oh, we think he's a top 32 starting quarterback in the NFL. He might be right. But, like, nah, he's not. And I hope he goes on and signs for a lot of money and we get a comp pick. But he sure as hell didn't help that today. His contract status is not going up. He's not getting $4.5 million next year from another team. It may be right at it, but it's not like he's going to go get a $7 or $8 million deal. He's in that Trubisky kind of tier of quarterbacks that have experience, that have elite traits, but just up here, it's not there. Consistency, it's not there. And you got bonehead turnover plays. That's who Sam Darnold is. That's who he's going to be. When somebody shows you who they are repeatedly, believe them. Believe them.
Yeah, I mean, what I see for Sam next year is probably signing with some team that's got question marks at quarterback.
Or a rookie quarterback.
Or a rookie. And he'll be that guy who goes in and pushes the guy that they actually want.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there. So bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with my bookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS and let's go. Let's make some money together.
Yeah. And try and push that other guy to be better in the preseason and training camp, all that stuff. And that's, you know, it sucks for him coming out of the draft, being so highly rated, third overall pick. and it just hasn't gone his way.
Trey Lance, you can talk about Sam Darnold, you can talk about all those things, but you just take it and you move forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're going to keep talking about NFC West, how about those Seahawks, baby? Must-win situation, and you lose to the Cardinals? Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it would have mattered anyway. Oh, did they come out and win? No way did they.
I thought they won. I thought I saw they won.
They did 21-20.
They did.
Won by the same we did. So, my bad.
Dang it.
It's what it is. So, congrats to them and their moral victory. But I hope they enjoy watching us play in the playoffs. So, it's a weird slate. It's what it is. And we'll see. We'll just kind of see what happens next because that's all we can do right now. I'm refreshing like crazy. They're not updating. But let's get to some more questions. I see you got some more starred. Let's get through these kind of quick. Let's do a lightning round.
Let's go. Let's go. Mosquito Killer again. Can't give Moody too much crap. He never got the opportunity to redeem himself. The offense just blew it. I got Jason
60 yards in the second half. Yeah. Not good.
Not going to work, no. Kyle's second half recklessness. Teams, they're gonna be watching that tape.
And they've got a lot of tape on that, man, because he did this in, you know, Atlanta. He's done it with us. This ain't the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time that teams have seen this. You get this team in a close battle, Shanahan will only throw the ball. Only. And I don't give a damn if it's Brock Purdy. I don't care if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, if it's Sam Darnold. You can say whoever you want. Right here. Tell him, George Kittle.
And us being a one-dimensional football team isn't very good.
It's pretty damn simple. It's pretty damn simple. And we haven't learned that lesson, and I don't know if Kyle ever will. I hope he does. I love Kyle. Don't take this as I'm like, oh, I hate Kyle. I love Kyle. But that's his flaw. That's his kryptonite, right? Superman's amazing, but he's got that one flaw that just no matter what's going to hurt him. That's Shanahan, man. That's his kryptonite. Yeah. I got to throw the ball whenever I'm stressed.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do something about that. We'll just have to wait and see. I got Ed right here. Ed, thanks for being a YouTube member, my friend. How does a quarterback drop the ball without getting hit? That was rough. That was rough to see.
It was bad, man. You got to protect the ball. You know, you're trying, you're making plays, and it's frustrating whenever Sam Darnold did make two huge plays. Ray dropped one. Conley dropped one.
Yeah.
Now he's out there trying to make his third play, and it was just too much. The moment was too big for him. Didn't, you know, fundamentals. You don't run with the ball out here like this, and he did, and it cost him. So you got good tape of Darnold. You got bad tape of Darnold. And that's exactly who he's been. His whole career was summed up beautifully in this one game. In this one game, you saw all that you needed to know about Sam Darnold. It was a microcosm of all that is. Number 14.
Tough to see. John, you got any more bets coming down? How do we do today? I know we lost.
Yeah, we
one.
Did good. We hit them all because we did a three-team teaser bet. We took the Texans. Shout out to D'Amico. That's your coach of the year right there, taking his team from the second overall pick in the draft to winning their division in his first year. Incredible. I took the Packers and I took the 49ers. Even though the 49ers lost, we were plus six whenever we did the 10-team teaser. So if you bet with us, you won. But we didn't have a lot of bets this week. We will next week. So for the wild card round, we will have several bets in throughout the week. I'll keep posting those. The49ersrush.com. Go sign up. You can do a 7-day free trial. And so here's the deal. The 49ers don't have any football for 2 weeks now. This is the time to learn. You want to know what the 49ers versus Rams looks like? Guess what? Not only will we have this game broken down, you can go watch the other. I think I have 40-plus breakdowns. You just type in 49ers Rams. We've got like 40-plus breakdowns. You want to see us against the Eagles. You want to see us against the Packers last year. Every single team that's in the playoffs, Tampa Bay, you want to see how the 49ers match up against them? We've got that up for you right now. As soon as you sign up, you get access to everything. The links are in the description of this video or audio platform. That's all there for you. And a 7-day free trial. So sign up for free. Check it out. It's not really for me. Cancel. No questions asked. You're good. Or if it is something you like, you can keep supporting the show. And if you want to know the best way to support the show, right there, the49ersrush.com. Head over there, support the content. It helps us with the parties and just everything, kind of keep going.
Yeah, and I feel like a broken record saying this. I think I say this every week when we talk about the website. There's too much content. You will not run out of things to watch.
No. That's the plan.
You have to be putting in long hours to catch up on all the work this man has done, breaking down film, talking shop with the boys, going on the Zoom calls. There's too much good stuff. It's a great time. And if you love football, you want to learn more about football, I would not go anywhere else.
Yeah, and thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I'll say this again, you know, put things into perspective. The number one thing is you rested your studs. You got out. It sounds like, you know, our Cleveland Farrell's going to be okay. Outside of that, no big injuries. You got out of this. There are some questions that arose. That's going to happen in the NFL. But the 49ers are in the best position, the absolute best position, even better than the Rams. You look at the Vegas numbers, we have the number 1% chance to make it to the Super Bowl. We have the number 1 odds to win the Super Bowl. We have the best situation. Is it perfect? No. Are there injuries? Yes. Are there questions? Yeah, our kicker. Shanahan in close games. I get that. Those are questions. But we are right where we want to be. Exactly where. If you said, go back to August, and you said, look, the 49ers are going to go 12-5 and be the number 1 seed in the NFC, you would stop me right there and you'd say, yes, please. Everything else be damned. Brock Purdy's healthy. Trent Williams is healthy. Debo's healthy. Ayuk's healthy. Bosa's healthy. Fred Warner's healthy. Right? Charvarius Ward's healthy. You got, man, we are in a perfect spot. Doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and say everything's great. That's not true. That's not the way life is either. But living a pretty damn good life right now as 49ers fans. This is great. This is great. This has happened 10 times in 49ers history that they have been the number 1 seed. We have 4 Super Bowl wins that were a result of those 10 trips. So you're telling me right now we got a 40%. Actually, that was, we've won 4 out of 9. This is the 10th time, so results pending. That's over a 40% chance that you win the Super Bowl. I don't know if those odds all work out or whatever, and mathematics and statistics are weird, but I'm telling you right now, we're right where we want to be. We're right where we want to be, Clayton.
Mm-hmm. You said it, John, and hey, math is hard. I get it. Math is hard. There's a reason I didn't study math when I went to school. But yeah, we're in the best position we've been in the Shanahan era. It does not get better than this.
No.
Now, like you said, there are issues. Some of them are coaching. Some of them are personnel. But they are not issues that cannot be solved. They aren't issues that we can't overcome as a team. And at the end of the day, the dice are going to fall where they fall or how.
Oh, Clayton just disappeared. He'll be back with us for sure. But you know, I just want to. Yeah, there he is. He'll be back in a second.
When you hit the wrong button in the middle of my monologue. Who does that, man?
It happens, man. But I do want to wrap this up because I want to I want to let everybody get and watch that last game. It's kind of a playoff atmosphere with the Dolphins. I love Mike McDaniel. It doesn't really affect the 49ers, but man, we are close to being out of football, guys. Enjoy this. We're going to have content for you guys all week, breaking down this game, even if you don't think it's important. What can you take away from it? We're going to be paying attention to who we might be playing once the schedule comes out and all those things. But take away this. The 49ers are healthy. They're right where they need to be. As far as the health, like all those things, we are good. So, Clayton, are there any more key comments or super chats we got to get to, buddy?
Ed, you dropped this in right at the perfect time, my friend. We are so spoiled, John. With all the dominant ball we've played this year, we are. It's true. And we're going to roll into the playoffs. We're going to be the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to do what we got to do. And hopefully we'll win some games.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Shanahan, all he does is win in the playoffs. It's the way he built the team. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. Yeah. Crab cakes and football, baby. That's what, like, it's who we are. So I'm excited. Clayton, I want to say thank you. Really appreciate you for your time. Everybody out there, rough loss, no doubt about it. But the big prize is still right there for us. 49ers are right where they want to be. So until next time, we love y'all. Stay strong, faithful. Don't let this one keep you down. We'll talk at you soon. Oh. Hey, faithful. Are you facing challenges getting new clients for your business? Power Brand Systems is changing the game for many businesses like yours. Score touchdowns worth of quality leads with their innovative online marketing tools. And also, I got to say this, The owner is part of the faithful, close friend of mine. He helped build the 49ersrush.com, which is feeding my family. Whether you're aiming to skyrocket your business visibility with high converting ads, stand out on Google searches, or gather 5-star reviews, Power Brand Systems has got your back. And my favorite thing about what they do, they have a social media planner feature that's a true game changer. I've been using it, post flow effortlessly across various social media accounts. You won't find this level of convenience anywhere else. And on top of that, you can try it for 14 days completely risk-free. Visit PowerBrandSystems.com/John, J-O-H-N. That's PowerBrandSystems.com/John to get started today. Because let's face it, when it comes to boosting your business, why make it complicated? Keep it simple. Keep it smart. Here's to your unstoppable success.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.